Call two. Okay, we're learning from Briti Shalom, from Rabbi Shalom Arush, Tzaddik, on page 109. Hishamru. Yeah, we were in the middle of talking about Kriyat Shema, so we finished the first chapter explaining the beginning of Kriyat Shema. Now we're in the second chapter. If you listen to Hashem, you'll have everything, and if you don't, watch yourself, you might... Heart might stray away. Alright, the second part, that's what we're going to explain right now. Yishamu, watch yourself. Kol HaKriyat Shema Kula Melamedet Ed HaAdam, the whole Kriyat Shema teaches a man Shayasod Shayaduto Uavat HaBoreh VaDvekut Bo, that the foundation of one's Judaism is the loving the Creator and cleaving to Him, or with Him. ואת זה אנחנו מזכירים לעצמנו שלוש פעמים ביום. And this we remind ourselves three times a day. ואת זה אנחנו צריכים להעביר לילדינו. And this is what we have to transfer over to our children. Right? This thing, to love Hashem, to love Hashem. וצריכים להבין ולהשיב את הלב את זאת. We have to understand and put into our heart this thing. שרואים כאן, or we see over here, שהדבקות והאהבה להשם בלי גבול. That the attachment of loving Hashem with no boundaries, זו לא חסידות. It's not חסידס. Right? Piousness. No. אלא יסוד ביהדות. It's a fundamental idea in Judaism. בכל מטרת המצוות, the purpose of all mitzvahs, שעל ידי המצוות נגיע לאהבה להשם ולהתבקות בו. And through the mitzvahs, will reach loving Hashem and cleaving to Him all the time. שעל זה אנחנו אומרים, about this we say, והיה אם שמוע תשמעו אל מצוותיי, right? לאהבה את השם אלוקיכם. If you listen to Hashem, to do the mitzvot, to love Hashem, your God, שנשמע ונעשה את כל המצוות, that we will hear and do all the mitzvot in order to reach אהבת Hashem. שכל כוונותינו בקיום המצוות, all of our intention in fulfilling the mitzvahs, וכל רצוננו, all of our will when we do the mitzvahs, יהיו שנזכה על ידי כל מצווה ומצווה לקבל אהבה לשם. Will be that, will merit through each and every mitzvah that we do to receive more feeling of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכן ההמשך, also what says further on there in the parasha, ישמרו לכם ונפתה לבבכם. Watch yourself, lest your heart strays away. Hashem מזהיר אותנו בקריאת שמע. Hashem warns us in קריאת שמע מפני פיתוי הלב אחר השקר והגשמיות של העולם. He warns us from the seducing of the heart, that the heart will go after the falseness and the physicality of this world. I'm telling you, even to go to Geula, I'm telling you, it takes, if you don't close your eyes, forget about Shmiras Ha'inayim, not to see women. But even the atmosphere there, me at least, takes me out of Judaism. The atmosphere, that, I'm not saying anything negative about the place. But for me, to go there, it takes a feel that it's in taking me out of Judaism and putting inserting me in this world.
Where is this?
Whatever, any mall or place, that a lot of shopping places. Because there's all kinds of clothing stores.
Yes,
spend
a week in New York.
Yeah, right? I was thinking about that also. I said, well, probably here is much better than New York.
Listen, you come here, this is Yiddishkeit. And you come from America, and you come from New York. You see the shop where I come from. That's how it feels like. Here, at least everyone's Jewish, buying.
More or less sneers.
Yeah, what do you mean? This is. I'm saying it's all standard. Relative. It's all just what you're used to.
Right. I don't know the places. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Even when I was in South America, it's not very.
Yeah, you were in the big cities there.
I was in the big cities.
Oh, yeah.
It's not so. Yeah, not so appealing. It's like it's not third world countries, but it's not first world countries either. It's in the middle. They want to be first world.
You're right.
Like in Costa Rica, there's. Still, electricity in the main city, the big electricity is still like on lines, like in a little town. You know, like today, all the lines, everything's under. No one's, you look outside, there's no electricity line. It has a feeling of 1980. That's how I feel Italian.
Well, like in LA.
LA, Hashem Erachem, don't mention it.
I mean, you go down.
A lot of good Jews there.
Hollywood Boulevard.
What is that?
That's.
I want to know, is it?
No.
No. Okay. You don't want to know. And then there are other areas which I won't even talk about.
Good. Thank you.
But what. You say you go to malls?
No, no, any big place with a lot of shops, which is not only food. There's all kinds of restaurants.
The bus station.
Right, Central One, bus station. There's food and pizzas and falafels and ice creams and this and that. Not that I don't desire things, but it, at least when I don't see it, I don't want so much. When you see, you get into the whole mood that this is how it has to be, this is what I need to be in. And,
well, where can
when
I,
you're not there, it's much better.
Where can I take my daughters for, like, if they needed to get clothes? Or my wife needs to go clothes?
My wife goes to Gmach. I have no idea. My wife goes to second hand stores. Never goes to first hand stores. Even if I give her 2,000 shekels, and I did, she won't go to the first hand store.
Who's second hand? There's no second hand store in Gula.
No, Gula, no.
What is Gula?
Gula is anyway.
You mean some mall?
Oh, you don't know.
No, it's a long street with a lot of stores. All religious.
Oh, okay.
A lot of clothing stores, not all very. It's new. Some are, some aren't. Depends on what you are.
Maybe you can find one in Meir Shirim. Maybe.
Yeah. Depends what they want. I don't know. I have no idea. Top.
You like appliances?
All over. Then they have also all that. Yeah. Anyways, not to forget Hashem for a moment. Yeah, that's what happens. You forget Hashem. That's the problem. That's my problem. I forget Hashem. That's my problem. At least if I don't see, I forget Hashem less. In this building, I usually try not to forget Hashem. Because I'm dealing with things here. Either we're learning or we're talking with someone. It's usually not nonsense, not politics. Yeah. Anyways.
The same with our thoughts, and our words, and our actions. Always have Hashem in mind.
Yeah. So the moment Hashem, a person forgets Hashem, it's considered v'sarteim v'abadateim elohim achrayim u'kvar begedel v'el avdol zara. It's as if he's worshipping idols. Yeah. Idol worshipping. Once he forgets Hashem. Because he's worshipping either the money, or the clothing, or his gaiva, or anything else. That's what Baal Shem Tov explains. In other words, when a person himself forgets he's a nothing, everything is Hashem. Yeshaket Hashem is only Hashem. Ve'akol Hashem, everything is Hashem. Zenikra she'oyved avodah zarah. This is called that he's worshipping idols. Ve'alzeh u'mazkir la'atzmo, mazkir b'chol yom shalosh pa'amim v'sham u'lechem. And about this, a person reminds himself and warns himself every day 3 times, guard, watch yourself, don't forget Hashem. To be happy for every moment, in this generation, you have to be happy for every moment we remember Hashem. Very, very difficult generation, all the gashmius outside is very difficult. Without an hour, bodedut, not even a chance to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu, If you do an hour, maybe. Sometimes you have difficulties to start remembering Hashem. If you don't do an hour, forget about it. You can have difficulties in your remember to go to Hashem. You go everything else besides Hashem. You find your solution somewhere else. At least do an hour a day, at least minimum.
Minimum. Uninterrupted hour.
Uninterrupted.
20 minutes here, 20 minutes here.
It's good,
but
it's not the same at all.
Not
in the same class. Not the same league. Now we're going to do 60 minutes, put yourself aside.
You tell me personal experience.
I'm telling you. Set your side, take your watch. What's the deal? It's time to get to take your watch, sit in a place for an hour, and shut up for an hour. Just shut up for an hour.
Hashem gave us so much. We can't take 1 hour to thank him, to talk to him. He's our best friend.
Ezra.
I trained him well.
Ezra, is it 20, how many 27 years in wrestling? You know wrestling?
Oh, 27 years.
27
without this, what I do.
How many years is Buddha?
I was connected with Hashem, with Rabbi Nachman. But I wasn't connected with Hashem. Only until I did Hasbani do it did I start being connected with Hashem.
That's why he's very furious about it. Because he says, why suffer like me for 20-something years and not doing Bodhidu? So what does Bodhidu do? Everything in life, everything. Do 1 hour. What's 1 hour? Don't do anything in that hour. Don't read a book. Don't talk even.
Don't eat.
Don't just sit there and say, Hashem, I came to talk with you. Sit there. Afterwards say, thank you Hashem that gave me 1 hour to be with you. Please give me another hour tomorrow. That's a big deal. It's not a big deal. What kind of person? A person read a book for an hour, he took her with him. If I for an hour, I can sit in front of a class for an hour. What's the problem with speaking with him for an hour? That's a problem. It's the sweetest thing.
People tell me it's very different when there's no one talking about it.
That's if no one talks back. When you, I saw clearly that Hashem talks back to me. Clearly, it's in the heart. Hashem talks back. It's the pasuk that says this. Hashem talks back. Ketuv, it says in the Medrash, "Mi kamocha v'ayim Hashem." Who's like you in the gods, Hashem? There's no other god like you. There's many gods, but there's only one God, right? So the Medrash says, "Mi kamocha ba'ilim Hashem, mi kamocha ba'ilimim Hashem." You're the biggest mute in the world, with the biggest ba'ilimim. Ilmim. Ilmim. Ilem is someone who's mute, right? How does a mute talk? How does he relate? Right. Hashem is the biggest, has the biggest sign language in the world. He explained to you exactly everything.
He uses sign language.
Sign languages, yeah, like a
meal. Called
Yeah, exactly. You meet this guy suddenly, and suddenly this happens, that happens. Namash.
Or you listen to your wife.
Must. Listen to Hashem. Listen to your wife. Listen to Hashem. Must listen to your wife. People think, listen to the wife. Oh, well, I'm not listening myself to my wife. No. I'm listening to Hashem, whatever Hashem wants. Hashem now says this to whatever Hashem wants. I have a problem with that. Go talk with Hashem. Not your wife, is it his wife, or your wife, or this Rav, or your friend, or your Rebbe. It's not Hashem talking to us. That's the difference between Tzaddikim and us. Tzaddikim always see everything as Hashem. A person came over and asked for a bracha, Hashem is asking now to give this guy a bracha. A person this, a person that, Hashem is teaching me something about this. They have the realization of Hashem 24-7, 365, 120 years. The whole life is the realization of Hashem in every moment in their life. But without Yibbol Adut, forget about it. You can't even get near this idea. The more you do Yibbol Adut, an hour is a minimum. The more you do, the more realization of Hashem in your life you'll have. It's clear, it's pashut. That's the kula, this cleavness, Yibbol Rega Verega, it's every single moment. B'shiv Techa B'Beisecha, when you're sitting at home, B'lech Techa B'Derech, when you're walking on the way, B'shech V'Cho V'Kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. Bechol rega verega, every single moment, 24 shaot biyamama, 24 hours in a day. Adam tzarich liyot davuk b'Hashem. A person needs to be attached to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Please, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zo hamashmaut hapshuta shel kriyat shma. That's a simple understanding and meaning of kriyat shma. Hakol ze ahavat Hashem u'dvikut b'Hashem. Loving Hashem, pleasing Hashem. את זה האדם צריך לעבוד, לקיים, ואת זה הוא צריך לשנן להנחיל לבניו. This is what a person has to work on, and always have realization of Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Loving Hashem, recognizing Hashem and everything, and to pass it on to his children. The only way he'll be able to pass it on to his children if he himself lives it. If he doesn't live it, just preaches it. His kids will also preach it, but they won't do it. Nimtza, comes out, מה שכתוב בכל ספרי המוסר, בכל ספרי החינוך, whatever is written in all the Musar books, all the חינוך books is all written in קריאת שמע. If a person just pays attention, turns his ear to what he's saying in קריאת שמע, and receives the Musar and the Chizuk, and he'll receive all the Musar and all the Chizuk, וכל ההדרכה לחינוך וילדיו, and all the guidance for חינוך of his children, 3 times a day. Listen to what you say. Say it. So what if the tzibur went on? So what? You know, as long as you stand Shmoneh Esrei when there's still 10 people standing, you consider that one a minyan. It's an inyan to start with them.
Could you come in standing?
What?
They still have to be in Shmoneh Esrei.
Who?
10 people standing, you said?
It's the best thing is to start with the tzibur also. But let's say, you know, you had a whole kavanah and kashma. Fine. So then, start, as long as it's still 10 people standing Shmoneh Esrei, that'd be fine. Still consider that with a minyan. It's not the best thing is to start with them. But let's say they ran through. So what? So they ran through. You just told them. Also, you can wait for the next minyan.
As long as there's still 10 in Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
When you start?
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah. It's considered diving with minyan. And besides, you can also dive in slower, start with them bachu, say everything until the end, slowly. And then when it reach one S, like you sort of should know it, you find a minyan. If you're in a shtibla, it's minyan and back and forth.
Many times I dive in everything all the way up to Shmoneh Esrei, and then I go look to see whether they're going to start Shmoneh Esrei and jump in. For Mintamar and Shabbat.
I do it also, but the reverse way.
Maybe.
I dive in everything on my own.
Yes.
A lot of times it's quicker than what they do it there.
Yeah.
And then I look for my entrance.
That's what I said.
No, you dive in slowly.
Ah. You dive in fast, that's all I'm saying.